Why are you on stilts?
I was with a puppet group, and I was trying to get the puppets to come up here, but they, you know, to diffuse tension, maybe a little, do it a little theater.
Make it more festive?
Yeah, but some people there were, like, unarrestable in our group, so they decided to stay down there.
Yeah, down where?
Well, the other march, that's a little further, about a kilometer down.
Like one of the green or the yellow?
I don't know where they are now, but...
Yeah. Why did you want them to come up here in the red block area?
For diffusing. Well, I didn't really want them to come all the way. Well, maybe, like, you know, they could have done some theater in the you know, like standing back, something,
yeah.
You know. Music, songs, you know.
Yeah.
Change the atmosphere a bit, like clean the air.
Yeah, clean the air.
Are we here for clean air, clean water, and... planet to live on for our children to come in seven generations
Definitely.
Oh, Radio-Canada, Les Nouvelles.
And you've got music there too?
No, I got the three stations that are covering, like the pirate radio, the university radio, and the French CBC.
Yeah, and what kind of news have you been hearing over that? What kind of news have you been hearing?
They say there's no more access to the high... to this part anymore. They're
of
like,
the city?
Cordon this whole area.
So the whole center village is off.
Okay. So you saw that the opening of the breach in the gate?
Yeah,
the
they closing? Kind of they redecorated the fence.
I was hearing it all, and I was giving the play-by-play to the crowd in French and English. And people, you know, like they, you know, reacted like, yo, yay, oh. And some people came to me and said, oh, no, you should, like, quiet, you know, and not say that. You're making people tense. But I don't think that's good. We, you know, people can make choices when they're informed. You know, you can have a clear conscience. You can have a, you know, freedom of conscience only if you have the choice, you know, only if you know what's going on. You know, like, keeping people in the dark is not a good thing, right?
Yeah.
You gotta, you know what's going on, and then people can make choices as to how they want to, you know, participate and get involved in what's happening.
I know you're talking about the security perimeter coming down, but it kind of sounds like you're talking about the FTAA and the Summit of the Americas and the fact that people aren't being informed.
Like, I'm talking on different levels, yeah, and I'm aware of that.
Yeah, it's just so similar, too,
yeah,
you know, like people need to be informed so they can make a choice.
Yeah.
All right, well, I commend you for your ability to stand in the line of tear gas on stilts.
Yeah, I just came up here. I wanted to be here all day. My gas mask is in the van that was leading this, and nobody knows where the van is. Is that the van over there, back there? I think it is. My gas mask is behind the police.
All right, well, good luck
where
today.
Where is that barricade?
Where is the barricade?
Yeah.
The one that came down?
Well, whatever. Where is this barricade from here?
This is, you see where that building is, that brick building?
Yeah.
That's where there used to be a fence. That whole fence there came down, and then the cops came in here, too, and now they're, like, you know, forming a line trying to escort us out.
So that could very well be a van that was leading...
Yeah.
Hey, I think I found the van behind the cops. Is that ironic or what?
So it's kind of all quiet on the eastern front now, except for this huge line of cops that we've got there.
Yeah, it's extremely frustrating. I mean, I don't know what kind of things are going on down in the green zone, but whatever it is, I hope it's festive and wonderful. But up here, it seems like nothing's going on. We're not getting anything accomplished. We're just being pushed back again and again. And I think we're about to be right now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's so frustrating. Like, another woman and I were just standing in the middle of an intersection. Very few people in this intersection. Just standing there, completely peacefully, as we have a right to do. And we begin to have tear gas canisters launched at us. Oh, yeah. The cops here are worse than I've ever encountered before.
Really?
Absolutely.
So you've been at other demonstrations with this kind of chemical weaponry? Or?
Yeah. I've never experienced cops who are so, I guess, inflammatory and just initiating a lot of violence, not waiting for anything from the other side.
Not waiting for people to...
I mean, I wouldn't say, like, I don't think the violence in, you know, Seattle or any other summit was initiated by protesters per se, but the police here are just quite aggressive towards people who don't even look like they're up to anything violent or don't intend to be.
Yeah, there are camera people who are... officially accredited with the Summit of the Americas. One person got hit on the back of the head with a tear gas canister.
That's insane.
Yeah, so they're like indiscriminately firing, and not just tear gas, but they brought the water cannons out. And all of this is for the Summit of the Americas. It's for those people to come together and have a dinner tonight, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Like a fucking $300. $3,000, probably.
Was it? Wow.
Yeah, I mean, like... I just don't understand. Like, I heard that there were supposed to be 18 more delegates arriving today, and nobody's gone through this motorcade here.
No. But, do you know where they'd be arriving to?
Well, they'd be going. I don't know where they're staying, but they'd have to get into the whole view. There are two other motorcades. I don't know if there's anything going on at those sites.
Have you been around to some of the other areas today?
No, I've mostly just been on René Lévesque up and down. I kind of want to move. I just don't feel like a whole lot is going on.
I'm just going to go look for... I'll meet you back here.
Okay.
So you don't feel like much is going on here, even though people are kind of maintaining their ground, and like every time tear gas gets thrown, they throw it back?
Well, I mean, I guess I feel... But... See, we haven't pushed any farther than we were pushed. You know, when you're pushed, you have to push back. And I don't feel like we've pushed back. We've pushed hard enough that we wouldn't get pushed any farther away, but we haven't taken any steps forward either.
Yeah. So you want to see some movement forward, not necessarily just steps backwards like what's going on right now?
Yeah, or I'd like to see start proper destruction happening, something like that.
So we just had cops come in, and it looks like they got an arrest.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Holy shit, that guy's
on his face. They're fucking with him big time. They're fucking with
him. It's a black guy too, hey?
Yeah.
Come on, let's go.
Look, they're just jumping. They're just indiscriminately running after people now. They're not, there's no, you know what? We need to get towards this thing over here, because this is the only exit. So this is, you were talking about pushing forward, and they just pushed us back big time, but they're also arresting people at the same time. I mean, it seems like this is the thing to do, but you want to see something different?
I mean, I guess this is the thing to do. It just doesn't seem like...
Yeah, they took someone.
Yeah, they took two people.
And they were pouring, like, some stuff on him.
Yeah, pepper spray. We should actually call that in.
Yeah.
You have your cell phone still?
They were pointing, they saw me filming, and they were pointing, and I have this. And they were pointing the gun right on me.
They were pointing the gun right at you? Even though
I was looking straight at me and went like this because someone's filming.
And then you show him that and then he stopped?
Yeah. He saw this.
He saw that?
He didn't give a fuck.
Because he didn't want you filming his abuse.
This is even worse.
Yeah. Can I see your cell phone again so I can call out? I know.
We should have done this a while.
Okay.
Oh, hey, what's up?
They're doubling up behind there.
Yeah, they're also going down that road over there, too.
Does anybody know who was arrested? Did anybody see? Was it a friend or anything?
Yeah.
No, I know. They're already marching down that road over there.
Are you kidding?
It goes down the hill?
No,
but around the corner.
No,
oh, that
where is from?
No clue. I have no idea. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Because I heard about it. Did you hear about
there's
it?
There's still thousands of people.
Yeah, it's still going on.
Yeah,
it's still going on. Fuck, okay, so red was this way, yellow was that. Yeah, yellow was supposed to be this way, red was supposed to be that way, green is this way. Yeah.
Okay, I'm not sure I got that.
Flag is great.
Got that?
They shot three of them at some medics that were in a triage area, and they hit everyone but the medics.
Why? What are they called? Wooden dowel plugs?
I don't know the name of them. They resemble like small wooden dowels.
Well, the people who got hit by them got hit pretty hard. Yeah. And
concern over fracture in one guy's ribs, but
yeah, that they're still shooting off tear gas, obviously, but they're also advancing and using this the sticks on their shields to keep time as well.
We're fine.
Hey.
Here, hold this for a second.
What you want to do? You want to go that way? Or you want to go?
Yeah, we're taking off. Bye.
Bye, Aaron. See you. Nice to see you again. So we're basically really extremely backed into this this corner. We've got... Is it open over there? Hey, Ben, I want to see if it's open over here. Let's go sit on the steps and get a sense of what's here. Where'd you guys come from?
Toronto.
Yeah. And did you choose to come to the Summit of the Americas and expect this kind of intensity from the police?
Honestly, I wasn't really sure what to expect. This is the first time I've been in an event like this. We had some training, sort of information that it could be like this, but...
Do you feel like you were well prepared, though, with the trainings that you mentioned?
Yeah, well, we're here primarily for first aid as well, so...
Oh. They're bringing in school buses. Did you see the two people that got arrested over there?
I didn't, no.
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, whenever the line of cops in green ran, did you see them run?
Yeah, I saw them run.
Whenever they ran, there was one person who couldn't run as fast as everybody else, and he got tackled by the cops.
Oh, no way.
Thrown to the ground. Now, look, see, there's two officers running there. What's going on? There's two officers running over there. And so they ran. They ran and they tackled him. And she said that she saw them pour stuff on their head, and she was actually videotaping it.
Oh, no way. Pour something on his head?
Well, they were pouring something. I don't know if it was spraying something. They had something on their head, and it was down like this.
A pepper spray?
With like, I don't know. But someone said, oh, they're pouring on his face. And I don't know what it was, but they were definitely pouring some stuff.
But it wasn't just one person they got. They got another person, too. So, like, right after him.
Oh, they got the bus ready to arrest people.
Yeah, they have the bus out now. Can we see? Anyway, so with all of that, the information that's been happening here today and what's been going on here today, do you feel as strong about the FTAA as you did whenever you came here?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, my opinions haven't changed. And I'm just here to help people, you know, like, people are here for a reason, and it's unfortunate that kind of this type of interaction with the police gets in the way of what they want to do, which is just voice opinions.
Yeah, so you came here to voice your opinion, and you feel like the police and the stance that they're taking is keeping you from being able to do that?
It's certainly making it harder, that's for sure.
It's making it harder? And do you think that the security efforts, that the little bit that you knew about them, I mean, obviously you didn't know it was going to be this, you didn't know it was going to have all this tear gas, but what you knew, did that have you worried about coming out here today at all?
A little bit, but I guess I felt more strongly that it was important to be here than I did feel worried about why about was what it, happened.
Why did that? Why did the importance in you having to be here override that?
Because I thought that, like, whatever harm could come of me from this would probably be minor, like, more than likely would be minor. And even if it ended up being, like, an arrest, it would probably end up in a release. So I felt that, like, that is something that could be easily resolved, whereas I felt like I would always regret it if I didn't come and voice my opinion.
Or how about the consequences of free trade don't match up
to just having
to deal with a little bit of tear gas and possibly even an arrest.
Oh, so. Yeah, for sure, absolutely. Yeah.
I think poverty is a lot worse than tear gas.
Yeah. You think poverty is a lot worse than tear gas?
I mean, having been in, like, having seen people living in poverty and seeing the effects of what this could do to people, it's far worse than what we're having to experience here.
Yeah. So this is nothing compared to the front lines of free trade in developing countries. Do you see the guys playing frisbee out there?
Yeah, those are our partners.
There's a military helicopter.
So those are your partners playing frisbee?
Yeah.
Why do you think they're choosing to play frisbee right in front of a police line?
They're just in a very non-confrontational, passive way trying to take back the street, which is a space that is rightfully ours.
And this is the frisbee is a good way to do it, huh?
Yeah, really. It's not very friendly.
You think other people might actually join them in their frisbee play?
Yeah, actually, other people were playing with them a little while ago.
Yeah,
until it's non-threatening.
And did you come from Toronto as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, and have you, like, had your voice heard today, do you feel like?
I think it's definitely made a statement.
Made a statement coming out here?
Whether they were expecting it or not, I think it's definitely been made.
Yeah.
So.
And are you going to stay tomorrow?
Yeah, we're here. We're not leaving until Sunday.
Yeah. So a whole weekend against the free trade area of the Americas.
Yeah, and then I have to go back and write my exams.
Yeah, totally. I know exactly where you're at with that one. All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
No problem.
Take care.
Well, I came out here to cover Avenue Levesque. I got here about 1 o'clock and saw the water women for a little while, and then the parade arrived, and I was down by the fence when it got torn down.
The water women? What's that?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's actually the Pagan Cluster, and it's a group of about 50 to 100 women, and their issue is water, keeping water free and available for everybody on the planet, because... I mean, groups like the World Bank, the FTAA, they're busily preparing to privatize water. And so anyway, they were like in blue ponchos, and they were going to do a river action where they were going to just kind of flow along the perimeter of the fence today. And, but anyway, they can hold a tune, and it was neat, and they have a kind of grounded spirit to them. And when this larger march got in, they kind of like went off to the side and did something else. And but anyway, when the fence came down, that was swift.
Yeah.
You think of all the months of like lawsuits and discussions and that have been going on here in Canada about the fence, and then like
all it took was a little direct action to get the fence down, huh?
Yeah. At first people were like just kind of tugging and pulling on it and trying to shake it, and then what really did it was some people, whatever the black bloc is, they went and got some rope. And lasso the rope around like the poles of the fence, and then started like pulling on it, and with the leverage, just whole sections of the fence were coming down at you know, with big poles. And then, people went over and went a little bit into the security zone. And then the police kind of regrouped and been kind of pushing people back ever since.
Yeah.
So
it's been a disappointment for some folks that we've let them push us so far back. But others have said, you know, it's a major advancement because this is a major disruption for them. We're attracting a lot of their attention, and they're having to use a lot of their expensive tear gas and, you know, putting their offices to work.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly creating some images of discontent, you know, with that obviously thousands of people have with this free trade system.
Yeah. And
I don't want to give up on this interview, but
yeah.
I've heard unconfirmed reports that the opening session or dinner of this thing for tonight has been canceled.
Oh, it has?
That's unconfirmed report.
Oh, it's supposed to happen at 6:30.
Well, anyway, that's an unconfirmed report that I've heard several people. People have said that they heard it from people who were either on the radio, or they heard it from people who heard it from people on the radio. So, I don't know if it's true or not, but that at least those announcements have been made out there.
It hasn't been made out in the street at all. That announcement.
There was a point about maybe an hour ago, where all of a sudden, a bunch of people over there, all of a sudden, it was like, yay! You know, I was just kind of out of the blue. And then later on, when people were telling me this, they were like, yeah, this is where I was over there and I heard it when this went up. So, anyway, until I heard, if that's true, then that's fantastic. But, you know, it's kind of like my initial perception is like we had this great surge going on, but, you know, the police have pretty much been in control of the situation for the last couple of hours. I mean, you know, they lobbed some tear gas canisters and push us back. And, you know, they're not going to, when the cops kind of come forward, everybody, starts to flee. It's like the cops aren't going to just, run into this crowd and start arresting hundreds of people, you know?
They've actually already ran into the crowd and arrested two people, at least, that I've seen with my own eyes.
Okay, but, I mean, there's not going to be, I don't know, this sudden swarm of cops all over the place on people.
Well, they have a banquet to kick off. If it hasn't been canceled, they have a banquet to kick off.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. Their main goal is just to keep us at bay, to hold this space out here and keep us at bay. And, you know, occasional tear gas canisters and a kind of a slow, gradual advance enable them to do that. And we don't really have a way to react to that. I mean, we don't have the tight central coordination that a police force has.
We don't have that hierarchical chain of command.
No, we don't, and we haven't. You know, at least today we haven't really come up with a way, to respond to them in a decentralized, non-hierarchical way that's effective to their strategy of just kind of slowly pushing us back.
Yeah, it's a lot of call and response now. They throw something out and we throw it back. They push us back, and we haven't been able to push them back any yet. But people are definitely meeting the lines that they form, which I'm sure is not their goal. I mean, their goal is to advance a little bit and scare us all to death, and so we run away.
Right.
And people aren't scared to death. They aren't running away.
I hope, hopefully we're learning a lot, this afternoon, because we'll have a chance to come back tomorrow and Sunday, I mean,
they just gassed all the journalists up here.
But I mean, the way that some of the Canadian people were telling me, that this in itself is just a huge thing in Canada for thousands of people to be getting tear gas, and this just doesn't happen in this country. In the U.S. it would maybe be shrugged off, whatever. But here, this thing's been so hyped up. I mean, there's been 5 or 6 pages a day in the newspaper about this. Some of it favorable, some unfavorable, but everybody is watching this in Canada. It's not like the U.S. where it's pretty much being ignored by the major media.
Yeah. So this hasn't gotten any coverage in mainstream media in the States at all.
Very little. I saw a story on the CNN website. The first thing I saw from them, was them covering Bush's speech at the OAS on Tuesday, where he basically quote him as, basically just quoting Bush, saying, oh, we want to bring democracy to...
Incoming,
yeah, that's the word for it.
Most of it's going back.
See, I never realized, like, that they, you know, that the double, like, the double value of these gas masks is it enables some of our people, like, to defend the rest of us at the same time, but being able to go in there and grab those canisters.
It's not just the gas mask that enables them to grab the canisters. It's really the gloves, the heavy
sure.
gloves that allow them to go in and pick up.
Right. Totally. But I'm really curious to see what happens tomorrow, because that's the big, you know, there's a big labor march that's going to be going on. Everybody here has had a whiff of tear gas today. You know, they've seen the police in action. You know, the media is riveted to this thing. So hopefully there'll be another, you know, big push tomorrow. And what I'm curious to find out is, like, if we've had people pressuring other parts of the perimeter, you know?
Yeah. It's so, like, you haven't been anywhere else then?
No, I've been pretty much stationed around here. And my impression is that this was, you know, the big march came up this way. And, I mean, people... You know, like the green and the blue block people split off to be like in a less risky scenario. But like in Prague, like, you know, in Prague, like there was three like columns of direct actionists who came at the police from different directions.
Yeah, and they all advanced on the perimeter in their own unique special way.
Okay.
Yeah, did you know that? Like even the pink block was advancing on the police, but they were doing it with magic, right?
Okay.
And the police were running away. And of course the blue block did their own thing, and
okay.
the white did their own thing. So.
Right, but the important thing is that like the police are getting pressured from multiple directions, in Seattle and in D.C., you know, we had people on all points in the perimeter.
Yeah.
And
I think so. Here, though, the goal with Clack and Casa and making one high-risk area and making that this avenue, that location, is... I think it was a good choice of them to choose, like, right by the Radisson for this high-risk location.
What's up with the Radisson?
Don't run. That's one of the hotels where a lot of the people are staying. I thought you were the tall guy standing behind me.
So
hey, Ben.
What's up with the Radisson?
I heard that's where a lot of the people, where a lot of the delegates are staying.
Okay.
So
I think Bush's people are all in the Hilton.
Oh yeah.
I think I read that. They've got one whole hotel. Yeah, he brought an entourage of 1,000 people.
Bush did? I didn't know Bush had 1,000 friends.
Well, that includes everything from.
Look how much gas the cops are in right now. You can barely even see them because there's
right,
so much gas
right,
that they're in.
Whoops.
But I think Prague was effective, but I think this is effective for a different reason, and that's because Clack and Casa set this up with this high-risk area so that people can make the choice. Well, I want high risk. I want medium risk.
Sure.
I want low risk. Because they didn't want people to come to a demonstration and have high-risk shit happening
right.
all over the city. Because they wanted people to feel safe at a location if that's what they wanted to do, if that's how they wanted to express
right,
their position on the FTAA.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that if there could still be safe spaces for people if while we would have people, you know, pressuring them from several points in the perimeter, you know.
Well, you should have been at the Spooks Council meeting.
No,
John.
I'm just you know, like yeah. you know, backseat driving here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a nifty idea. It's a good idea.
I can see the other side of the story is like bring all your force to one place. And
yeah.
There was certainly a moment when that fence was first coming down, where it seemed like I thought that like man is like what's next? Is everybody just gonna blast? I mean,
yeah.
It was like that whole avenue was opening up. I mean, there were a few police there who were backpedaling.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, it could have been powerful, but I think people were kind of... That was like when people were first getting the tear gas. And I think maybe what might have been better is just to go shake the fence, get them tear gas first so people get used to it, and then go over. Where are those going?
But no, this is going to be... I mean, this is going to be... You know, I think kind of... Certainly in the, you know, kind of the Canadian, you know, popular consciousness, like... This whole scenario.
You think people are really going to be upset?
Well, I think it seems like, you know, public opinion's, you know, divided on this whole thing, but certainly the people who think, you know, the FTAA is wrong here in Canada, which is roughly at least half the population,
yeah,
are, you know, going to see this as just one more sign of how sinister it is. And there will be other people who think, well, this, you know, the police just, you know, took a lot of abuse from a bunch of, you know, unruly kids.
Yeah. All right, John. Thanks a lot, man.
Okay.
We got a can coming in.
Well, the wind's going winds, back there away.
Wind's in our favor, definitely.
Yeah. See, that was a great, yeah, I mean.
This is fucking excellent. You can't do it when the wind's working for you.